This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke. Thank you so much for tuning in today. The downtown mall, the Shops of Grand Avenue, has been struggling for years, declining foot traffic, lost tenants, empty storefronts. But one bright spot that has remained is the Boston store. The department store anchors the western side of the mall and sits below the headquarters space of its parent company, Bon-Ton. Department stores themselves have also faced challenges, so the future of the Boston store has long been in question. But company and city development leaders announced a plan this week that would keep the store in that space for some years to come. At the same time, the future of a surface parking lot just across the street remains an open question. Both those stories lead the pages of the Milwaukee Business Journal this morning. Associate editor Stacey Vogel Davis and reporter Sean Ryan are with us to talk about the latest developments. Welcome back to Lake Effect.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
So let's start with the plan that's currently in the works. There is an agreement that would keep the Boston store in its current space until at least 2018. That is a major bit of news for a place whose even short-term future has been uncertain for a while.
Yeah, it has been. The last few years, they've been on a year-to-year lease that expires at the end of January each year. And each year, there's been this wondering about whether they'd stay or go, and then they'd extended it for one more year. So to have a four-year lease is pretty significant because that's a pretty huge space right there.
Well, and this is contingent, though, on the city adding in some incentives. What are the requirements for the deal to move forward?
Yeah, the city would have to agree to up to $1.2 million in financial incentives, and that would help them not only improve the building but also with advertising and promotion, because what Bon-Ton, the owner of Boston store, has said is that store loses money, so they want to turn that around. So they'll stay for 4 years if the city contributes this money. If the city does not contribute the money, they're only extending their lease for another year.
And this is $1.2 million over the course of that 4 years, about $300,000 a year.
Right.
The city isn't generally in the business of helping promote retail businesses. You spoke with City Development Commissioner Rocky Marcoux. What does he contend is the key reason the city wants to make this happen?
Yeah, this is an unusual case. And what he's saying is this is not a case of the city trying to prop up this struggling retail store. It's actually about the corporate jobs. Bon-Ton has their corporate headquarters above the Boston store. There's 750 jobs if you add in the store and the corporate headquarters. So the city financing would be contingent on Bon-Ton keeping at least that many jobs there. And what Rocky's saying is that if they lose the Boston store, that's going to be a big blow to trying to keep Bon-Ton's headquarters in downtown Milwaukee for the long term.
Well, what do you know? So this would have to be approved by the city before it can move forward. What are you hearing in terms of the likelihood that that's going to happen?
Well, the Bon-Ton's hoping that it will get approved by April. There hasn't been too much public discussion yet, but at least one Alderman Bauman has kind of raised some questions about it.
The city is also hoping to see some changes in the Shops of Grand Avenue to bring that area back. How does sticking with a standard department store anchor square with what that mall might become?
Yeah, Boston store is a big part of the Grand Avenue's future. And like you said, the city is encouraging them to change Grand Avenue to be less of a traditional interior shopping mall and more of a variety of uses and turning out towards the street. So what Rocky is saying is that this isn't inconsistent with the plan, because Boston store does face the street. You can come in off the street. That's kind of what they want Grand Avenue to do. And Boston store is considered an anchor to that property. And if they lose the Boston store, that's one of their biggest retail draws.
Now, right across the street, right across 4th Street from the Boston store, is this space that the city and many in the development community in downtown Milwaukee have been looking at as really underutilized for some time. There's a parking lot on the street. It's essentially between the Boston store and the Hilton. Sean Ryan, how, first of all, does the future of the Boston store relate to that parcel? And there's been talk about maybe we could put a hotel there, and that talk seems to be all but dead.
Well, yeah, one of the key parts of the deal with the city over Boston store is that they're keeping those 750 people there. And it's almost a opposite effect of that, of having this parking lot. That parking lot's not really going to draw anybody to the neighborhood where they're really trying to generate activity. So for a long time, they looked at a hotel that would really bolster the convention center, which is looking for more rooms nearby. But after, I think, about 4 failed attempts now, the discussion is really shifting away from hotels and more toward trying to create a civic space there, something very publicly focused, maybe with some kind of private aspect like restaurants, beer gardens, something like that.
How large a space is that?
We're looking at 2 acres of land there.
Which is a fair chunk of real estate right in, you know, a pretty busy downtown area.
Yeah, it's a key site for the big picture of West Wisconsin Avenue because it's so large and because it's all city-owned. You don't have to worry about cobbling together property from multiple owners.
Why has it been so difficult to get a hotel built on that spot? There's currently obviously another hotel right nearby and a few more within a block or two.
Well, that might be part of the reason is one thing is right across the street. You have the Hilton, the city's biggest hotel, and that is just a market effect is going to be a detractor. And you can also count on that hotel's owner to oppose any request to the city for any kind of tax incremental financing or public subsidy, which hotel developers for that site have done in the past. And also, a lot of the investment for hotels is going east of the river. And, you know, this property, it's a neighborhood that's trying to be revitalized. And right now, even though it's by the convention center, it might not be a prime spot for that level of, you know, 200-plus rooms, $40 million of investment.
Who are the players that would be in a position to make something happen? Obviously, it's city-owned space.
Definitely. And the city's on board with it. The mayor, how long ago was that, Stacey, that they formed the work group to look?
It's been about 3 years now.
Yeah. And they've since formed a nonprofit. And that group is looking at commissioning potentially the Creative Alliance of Milwaukee to lead this broader discussion. And by June, come up with what is a plan to reuse that parking lot, to turn it into a civic space, to turn it into just a real attraction for this neighborhood.
Well, and Stacey, how is the potential use of that parcel of land likely to impact the future of the Grand Avenue?
Yeah, it's all tied together. It's a little ecosystem in that neighborhood. I mean, you want the Grand Avenue to be a more vital space to attract developers to things like the lot at 4th and Wisconsin. You also need activity and people everywhere you can get, including that lot, to help, you know, bring customers to the shops of Grand Avenue. So, I mean, it's really a question of, you know, filling these vacancies, bringing attractive options to people and getting more feet on the street, as they say.
You know, we often frame the issue of the bucks in terms of prestige of a city. Is there something in the idea of a big department store in a downtown space also linked to the image that a city wants to project?
Yeah, you know, that's actually a point of pride for the city right now is Milwaukee is one of the few cities, especially of its size, to have a major department store downtown. Most cities have lost their downtown department stores. So, and it is kind of a question whether Milwaukee will be able to continue to keep theirs long term. But really, if you look at the trends of what people are doing and how they're shopping, you know, department stores, a lot of traditional department stores, including Boston Store, are struggling.
Well, we will stay tuned for the next development in this story. Stacey, Sean, thanks so much.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Sean Ryan is a reporter for the Milwaukee Business Journal, and Stacey Vogel Davis is associate editor. Their articles about the future of the downtown Boston store and the city's parking lot nearby are in the issue that came out just this morning. A quick break now, and in just a moment, the state of Milwaukee dentistry today. We promise it'll be less painful than a root canal. Keep listening. This is Lake Effect from WUWM.